Hey guys, welcome to another Holistic Talk. This is your host, Sharita. And today is we're wrapping up part three, as we talked about in the beginning. What is cannabis? What is hemp? And today for part three is what is CBD? So I hope you all are having an awesome, awesome time today. You know, some places it's cold, it's hot, it's warm. Some places it's snowing and some places it's raining. So today we're going to talk about what is CBD, cannabidiol. CBD stands for cannabidiol. It is the second most prevalent of active ingredients of cannabis, aka marijuana. While CBD is an essential component of medical marijuana, it is derived directly from the hemp plant, which is the cousin of the marijuana plant. Woo! Did you know? Because I didn't know. If you get caught with CBD oil or CBD, any type of kind of products, there's still a chance that you might be arrested. Really? Yes, because I did not know that CBD oil or CBD is just like you're carrying in possession of marijuana. I didn't know that. So when I was sharing with my mother yesterday, she was telling me, what did they do? How do they get high off of CBD oil? She was saying the reason why people get arrested for CBD or possession of CBD oil when it's illegal, she heard that, quote unquote, don't quote me and don't quote her, but she said she heard that they put the oil on a tissue or a piece of paper and they sniff it. How do you sniff oil? I don't know how you do that. Or they sniff the aroma and she said they get high. And I was like, wow. So that's how people get high off of CBD. So what is CBD used for? CBD is usually or commonly used to address anxiety and for patients who suffer through the misery of insomnia. Studies suggest that CBD may help with both falling asleep and staying asleep. CBD may offer an option for treating different types of chronic pain. So, is CBD a drug? Since cannabidiol has been studied as a new drug, it can't be legal, included in food and dietary supplements. Also, cannabidiol can't be included in products marked with therapeutic claims. Cannabidiol can only be included in cosmetic products and only if it contains less than what? 0.3% TCH. That's right. 0.3% TCH. So that's the only way it can be included in products. I'm like, wow. Because in hemp, it is the same. The reason why hemp is legal is because hemp, which is defined as hemp is defined as a cannabis plant. It's all a part of the same plant. It contains 0.3% or less TCH, while marijuana is cannabis plant, CBD is cannabis plant, it contains more than 0.3%. So that's how come it's illegal. Yes, I said it. It's illegal. It is illegal. So what is it used for? Some people use it for anxiety. Some people use it for pain. Some people use it for insomnia. But it's not legal because it's still categorized as quote unquote marijuana. Because marijuana is categorized as a Schedule I substance, And we're going to tell you what a Schedule One substance is as well. Nevertheless, I hope you all are having a good day. CBD oil, or CBD, that is derived from the marijuana plant, is still considered federal legal, illegal. It's considered federal illegal. While hemp is now considered an agriculture commodity, it still must be produced and sold under regulation that implements the bill. So let us look up, what is a Schedule One substance? Because I heard that term before, but really never took the time to dive in it. See, you need to know these things, people. If you're getting into holistic medicine and different things like that, and you need to know this stuff. Some examples that are listed as a Schedule One substance, which is illegal, and if you get caught with it, you will be arrested. Some examples: heroin, LSD. Ecstasy, marijuana, any type of psychedelical drug, that make you go into a psychedelical trip, acid, all that stuff is considered a substance one, substance, Schedule One substance, which is illegal. It's illegal. So, if you have any, if you're, getting into any psychedelical substance, which is CBD falls in that category because it's marijuana, it's illegal. It's illegal. Okay. It's illegal because it's a psychedelical. Drug that can make you feel tripping. Yes, have you feeling tripping? So, is CBD bad for the heart? There are no known cardiovascular benefits for cannabis or cannabidiol, and there may even be some adverse effects. So people should not take these products and think that it will have positive effect on their cardiovascular health. That's right. Do not take these products. CBD. I would not take any Schedule One substance control illegal product such as CBD. If you have heart problems or any type of kind of health conditions, you don't have no business taking any controlled substance. Let me just put that out there. Remember, this podcast is for educational purposes only, not intended to treat, cure, diagnose, or prevent sicknesses, illnesses, or disease or mental health issues. If you're making any lifestyle changes to your health and wellness routine for yourself or your family, please consult with your medical doctor first. Once again, let me explain to you, this podcast is for educational purposes only, not intended to treat, cure, diagnose, or prevent sicknesses, illnesses, or mental disorders. If you have any if you're making any lifestyle changes to your health and wellness routine for yourself or your family, please, I advise you, please consult with your medical doctor first. What are the side effects of CBD? Though it is stated as often tolerated, CBD can cause side effects such as dry mouth, diarrhea, reduced appetite, drowsiness, and fatigue. Mm-hmm. CBD can also interact with other medications you're taking, such as blood thinners. Another cause for concern is the unreliability of the purity and dosage of CBD in products, because people use CBD oil and they take CBD gummies and all that stuff. You don't know the potential side effect in that product, because supplements and different things are not regulated by the FDA. There's still a rise of concern. I'm just saying. In which states is CBD legal? which states is CBD legal. Okay, you need to know this stuff. Like I mentioned before, in the states where they regulate hemp and different things like that, you need to know. So, states that don't allow any type of marijuana-based CBD. States such as Indiana have banned the use of marijuana-based CBD altogether with no exceptions. If you currently reside in the states listed, it's illegal to distribute or consume CBD because still considered marijuana. In the list of states that forbid any type of marijuana-based CBD products, excuse me, Indiana, Kansas, Kentucky, Mississippi, North Carolina, South Carolina, South Dakota, Tennessee, and Texas. If you live in South Dakota, aka healthcare professionals, about the legally of using marijuana or hemp-based CBD. While some medical providers allow patients to use hemp-based CBD, versus products are still considered illegal, even if they're second source from hemp. Okay? States that allow medical use of marijuana-based CBD. Okay? 30 U.S. states allow the use of CBD in a limited capacity. That means it's restricted. Once again, let me inform my listeners that this podcast is for educational purposes only, not intended to treat, cure, diagnose, or prevent sicknesses, illnesses, or disease, or mental health issues. If you're thinking about making any lifestyle change to your health and wellness routine for yourself or your family, please, I advise you to seek the advice from your medical doctor first. So there are 30 U.S. states that allow the use of CBD, but it's limited capacity. That means it's a restriction at some point or another. These states restrict the use of marijuana-based CBD for medical purposes only. That means if you don't take it for medical purposes only, it's illegal. In these states, you cannot use marijuana-based CBD for recreational purposes. But a lot of people use CBD for recreational purposes, and they get high off it because it's just like you taking smoking a joint or a blunt or a bud. Back in the day when I used to come up, they used to call it bud. As of 2020, 28 U.S. states don't allow recreational use of CBD and only allow marijuana-based CBD for medical treatment. These are Alabama, Arizona, Arkansas, Connecticut, Delaware, Florida, Georgia, Hawaii, Iowa, Louisiana, Maryland, Minnesota, Missouri, Montana, New Hampshire, New Jersey, New Mexico, New York, North Dakota, Ohio, Oklahoma, Pennsylvania, Rhode Island, Utah, Virginia, West Virginia, Wisconsin, and Wyoming. Note that it's important to note that Arizona is still undecided regarding the medical use of marijuana-based CBD. So they're still undecided. So these are some states that ban hemp-based and marijuana-based CBD. That means they ban hemp-based marijuana-based CBD. Nebraska and Ohio, Idaho don't allow any type of CBD within their jurisdiction unless these products adhere to 0.0%. That means there's no trace or evidence of THC concentration in it. So if you have a CBD marijuana based product, it has to have 0%, not 0.3, not 0.2, not 0.1, 0%. Unlike other states, state governments, Idaho state's officials consider unregulated CBD to be a controlled substance. As stated earlier, rules on CBD in South Dakota are somewhat the same. Therefore, you'll need to discern which products are safe to use and store in your state. So, whatever state that you live in, You need to look up the regulation and the rules pertaining to controlled substances when it comes to hemp and marijuana-based CBD. Once again, whatever state that you live in, if you live in North Dakota, South Dakota, Mississippi, Miami, California, you need to look up the state regulation rules when it comes to hemp-based and marijuana-based CBD to see whether it's restricted, still considered illegal, or you need a prescription. That means you got a prescription card because your doctor prescribed you medical marijuana or medical CBD, that you need to look that stuff up so that you can be, going by the law and won't be walking down the street one day and you just came from purchasing medical-based CBD and the police pull up on you and check you and they see this bottle that says marijuana-based CBD and you go to jail because they say, oh, this is marijuana. You be like, no, I got a medical card for that. No, I just got this from the doctor. Da-da. But do you have proof? Because this state still has a restriction on the use of marijuana based CBD, and we don't allow this, so technically this is illegal. So you need to do your research in this stuff so you won't be dumb. I'm not saying that you're dumb, but I'm just saying you need to do your research. Because all states have their own Controlled Substance Act, which is considered CSA. Look it up. Whatever state that you live in, look up Controlled Substance Act for your particular state and just take the time and read it. I mean, every line upon line, precept upon precept, just like the doctor say, the Bible says. Can CBD travel, the oil travel across the state lines? Traveling with CBD, the type of CBD oil that's derived from hemp oil, is what's legal at a federal level, according to the 2008 Farm Bill, and therefore allowed to be taken across state borders. And yes, on flights. That's why I said, look it up. Look it up. Look your state up. Look the Controlled Substance Act up in your state. Can you drive with CBD oil? Because some people take CBD oil in the morning to help them with anxiety and different things like that. And we know CBD has an effect on your body. So can you drive? Using a low dose of CBD may not impair how you drive, but other strains of cannabis could affect your performance directly, according to research. People, look up Controlled Substance Act, CSA, for your state that you live in, so that you can know, if it's legal or illegal in your state. If it's legal or legal, the FDA regulation on cannabis and cannabis-derived products. Come on now. There's significant interest in the development of therapies and other consumer products derived from cannabis and its components, including cannabidiol, CBD. FDA recognized the potential opportunities that cannabis or cannabis-derived compounds may offer and acknowledged the significant interest in these possibilities. However, FDA is aware that some companies are marketing products containing cannabis and cannabis-derived compounds in a way that violate the Federal Food, Drug, and Cosmetic Act, FDNC Act, and that may put the health and safety of consumers at risk. The agency is committed to protecting the public health while also taking steps to improve the efficacy of regulatory pathways for the lawful making of appropriate cannabis and cannabis-derived products. FDA has a number of resources available that address cannabis and cannabis-derived products such as CBD, and the agency wants to ensure that consumers and other stockholders have access to these resources in a centralized location. So, you want to look up these FDA information. Better data for a better understanding of the use of safety profile of cannabidiol CBD products. FDA warns companies illegally selling CBD products. So there's a lot of companies out there that are selling CBD products illegally. FDA approves new indications for drug containing an active ingredient derived from cannabis to treat seizures and rare genetic diseases. So you want to go to the FDA.gov. FDA.gov, or you can type in FDA regulations of cannabis and cannabis-derived products, including cannabidiol CBD. And I'll put this in the description so that you all can know what I'm talking about. Once again, this podcast is for educational purposes only, not intended to treat, cure, diagnose, or prevent sicknesses, illnesses, or disease, or mental health issues. If you're making any lifestyle changes to your health and wellness routine, please consult with your medical doctor first. Please consult with your medical doctor first. I'm serious, y'all. I'm so serious, as serious can be. So, according to the FDA, FDA regulates both finished dietary supplement products and dietary ingredients. FDA regulates dietary supplements under a different set of regulations than those covering controversial food and drug products. So, you gotta understand, FDA is not authorized to review dietary supplement products for safety and effectiveness before they are marketed. The manufacturers and distributions of dietary supplements are responsible for making sure their products are safe before they go to the market. So, the FDA do regulate these products, but they do not review them. This is how come when you look at a lot of supplements, and those CBD oil, hemp gummies and all that stuff, you'll notice that some products have it on there. This has not been reviewed by the FDA, but they regulate it. This podcast for educational purposes only, not intended to treat, cure, diagnose, or prevent sicknesses, illnesses, disease, or mental health issues. If you're making any lifestyle change to your health and wellness routine for yourself or your family, please consult your medical doctor first. And this concludes our three-part session as we talk what is cannabis, what is hemp, and now we're ending with what is CBD. I thank you all for tuning in today. Make sure you do your own research so that you won't be stuck in dumbfounded land. Because why? Reading and research is fundamental. I'm your podcast host of Holistic Talk, Sherita Berry. Until next time, peace and deuces and namaste.